Hello, everyone. Welcome to week 12 of Roleplay Swan Song. Hope you guys are having a good day. I got the week right. Haven't played H1Z1, but we'll figure that out later. it's time to find out what everyone else is up to. Jeff, we're going to start with you, or as I like to say, we never decided what your Native American CSGO name was.
It's Chief Moon That Walks, man. It's
Oh, okay. It's always Chief Moon That Walks?
Always Chief Moon That Walks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're hooked on CSGO, man.
I love it. It's a lot of fun.
You've been playing it nonstop.
Awesome. What's that?
You've been playing it nonstop.
I have. I'm up to Silver 4 now. And whenever I play with people that are definitely like, you know, Gold, Nova, and double AKs and stuff like that, the skill differential is real. I'm usually very much so at the bottom of the frag category when we play with the better people, but I'm not going to be too harsh on myself. I've only been playing a few days.
There you go. Yeah, it took you a week to get through matches because of that bullshit, but you've done it. How'd that tournament go over the weekend? I saw you were doing good on Twitter, but I never found out the results.
Yeah, it went well.
Okay. You didn't win by that sound.
Yeah, I tabled the first two guys, which means you kill all their models, which is very rare. It's like a 16-0 in CSGO, or it's like an ace in StarCraft 2, where you like literally lose nothing. It's very dominating. So I felt very good. Then I hit the guy who ends up winning the tournament in round 3, and he beat me pretty hard.
Oh.
And once you lose in a Warhammer tournament, it's very like there's very few tournaments that have a true winner. It's usually by points and by record. So that one loss pretty much takes you out of the running. So I was very disappointed. Ended up going 3-2, lost to the guy that took 6th place as well, a teammate of mine, and he always beats me. It makes me really sad. He's got this big-ass tank, and it shoots something that if on a 6 it hits anything, that thing's gone, and he fucking rolled a 6 with the last shot that he had. And I'm just like, oh, okay, this is so awesome. But I had a good time. It was in Seattle, and it was really nice. Thank you for asking.
Cool stuff. Wheat, are you all moved in? Kinda, sorta?
Well, I live amongst boxes a little bit, but last night I was able to get my computer at least up and running, which was nice. I actually streamed for a couple hours, Yellow Yoshi. So that's good. I kept on saying it on the stream, and this is going to be like super fucking nerdy, but it was like the most normal that I have felt since moving. Just because, you know, like, busy shit at work and stuff around the office, I'm just like, streaming is like my happy place. And so anyway, all is good. I also want to address Mr. Jeff In Control Robinson, because a couple of weeks ago there was a gentleman's bet made where Jeff said that I was going to gain 20 pounds in the first 3 months after being here. And having been here for 2 weeks, I could definitely say I'm going to win the fuck out of this bet. And I just want to break it down a little bit. So I've been measuring my activity
In San Francisco. Guys, he's actually – this is what happens, right? He's becoming San Francisco right here. Continue on, please.
What happens is
– tell me about your new app coming out.
I'm evaluating it, and I realize, so in Nebraska, pretty much – I just sit in that fucking chair all day long, pretty much just all day. And then I'd go sit on the couch. Here, I actually walk and then walk some more and walk. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think I might actually lose some pounds, Jeff.
It might, yeah.
I realize you're the wrong guy to do that bet with, because you're also, you don't really eat. You're not much in the way of an eater.
You gotta just hope he drinks a lot of beer, Jeff. Hit him where he's weak.
I do have my 14 ABV Bourbon County right here, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean?
They gave that. Twitch just wheels that in, right? At the end of the day.
You know what? There is a beer alias that all sorts of new kegs come in all the time. It's pretty good. I'll drink a lot of beer. We'll see. Maybe that'll do it. I'm feeling pretty good about this bet, though.
Okay. All right. When are we going to – when are you going to be streaming from your house?
I streamed last night.
No, I meant for the shows. I'm just curious. You think you're always going to do it from Twitch offices? What do you think?
I don't know. I kind of like.
Can we expect weed on the couch for from
now? Well, you know what? When you're like, weed, because your contract says you have to show up, like, when I fucking tell you to, and this show's at 4 PT, you know, it's, I don't know. Maybe if it was a little later, I might have gone home.
Okay.
Blame Steven for that one.
Yep.
Damn it, Steven.
Living in the bad part of Canada. Hashtag.
Blame Steven.
No, you know what? I don't blame Steven. I blame Quebec and that whole part of the country for even existing. Yeah, it's not your fault, Steven.
It's all good.
It's true. It's true.
I look at it, the bright side is that I'll be done by 8. Like, that never happens.
Yeah, you're usually done by, what, 10?
Like 11, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Cool. Adam, what's going on with you, man, besides making your Mirror Shades players fucking go crazy because Shadowrun character creation is the fucking worst thing I've ever done. It's I fucking took an SAT test while blind and being poked with a stick and had an easier time than creating the fucking Shadowrun character.
How far did you get? I didn't get to watch your
suffering. You know, the stream was literally like 10 minutes of, all right, cool, yeah, I'm going to do that, and I need Adam. and it was like an hour long of like, I think I can do that, but I mean, maybe.
See, that's the secret, right? Is that I just pick complicated game systems so that people feel like they need me and I feel validated as a human being. Mm.
Well, yeah. When I rolled a 13 on a 1 to 12 severity of iron. That's good.
You're extremely allergic.
Oh, really? I thought you rolled a 12. But yeah.
No, I rolled an 11 and trolls get plus 2, so I have a 13 severity to iron. Meaning that I literally will die if I get shot or stabbed by anything with iron.
Doesn't
in
your
it.
Blood like naturally have iron in it? So are you like constantly itching and shit?
Probably. I'm going to be a crack fiend. Just go like this all day, man. It's going to be great.
Turns out Shadowrun, not exactly a logical game universe.
Yeah. That's true.
No, I haven't been up to much. Just prepping for games, getting Mirror Shades ready, getting this game ready, playing a little bit of the West Marches action.
Oh, that's right. You were on. You played an evil fucking guy who was kind of nice at the same time.
Yeah, and also I'd just like to point out, no one actually knows whether he's evil or not. Everybody's just being all like, "Oh, he must be evil because he murdered those people."
Yeah, well,
that old man was trouble, and he was
no. It wasn't even that. You literally sacrificed someone. In the name of some god.
That's fine. Nobody saw it. It's cool.
Is devotion to your religion really evil, though? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Those are some spoilers, though, so I apologize for people that haven't watched West Marches, but whatever.
Well, they should have watched it. It was a good episode.
They should have. I agree.
Your brother's a funny dude. I like playing with him.
Yep. Zoe was good. Steven was a shitty DM.
Zoe was awesome. But, it was a good time. I'm into playing again.
Cool. Are you going to, I think I already asked you this, but you're not going to PAX next week, right?
No, my PAX starts with East.
Okay, gotcha. I know Wheat's obviously going to be there. Jeff, you're going, you got confirmed.
South, yep.
You're doing,
You guys are doing panels, right? Because everybody got their panel notification this week.
That was for PAX East is what, I'm on a couple panels for South, but it's not like my panel. I'm just guesting on there. I think I'm doing the Friend Zone podcast with Polaris and Dodge. I'm dressing up in like some anime outfit bullshit.
Oh wow!
I don't fucking know. There was just like, there's like, do you want to get in this like Kugari outfit or some shit and play games on it? And I'm okay, I guess I'll do that. Whatever. That
sounds about right.
I'm saying it right now. Fursuit in 6 months at the outset.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I'll get a fursuit. It'll be great. And then I think we talked about this. Did I tell you the dropped frame things got confirmed for PAX East?
I saw the tweet. Okay, I retweeted it. I was like, walking with someone like, oh, cool. I'm doing a panel at PAX East. I think I remember JP asking me about this. Awesome.
There you go. Just making sure you remember. That was good. That was
I've got it scheduled now. It's all, we're straight.
Kiga Rumi is the, I don't even know how to say it.
They're just pajamas. It's Japanese pajamas.
Fucking anime shit.
Pure.
Pure. Anyways, Steven, last but not least, what's been going on, man?
Not much. Just hanging out. Prepping to go to San Francisco this weekend and play some D&D with the Misclicks crew.
Yep.
I don't think any of that's going to be live. I think it's only all coming out on their channel, but I'm super stoked for doing that. And JP, I just want to ask you about sound coming from my machine.
What?
How's the sound coming from my machine?
Well, there's some feedback.
Is there?
Yeah. We can't hear people when Adam, what were you saying?
Let's see. I'll do this. So my headphones have like completely shit the bucket. So I'll see if I can like.
Oh.
Maybe I'll turn the gain down and be like really close to the microphone. Can you still hear me okay?
Oh yeah, you sound very Barry White-ish right now.
Oh, it's a lovely evening, JP.
There you go.
That was your Barry White impression?
I'll try to keep myself muted. Yeah,
that's everyone's Barry White impression. He just speaks slower and softer.
Yeah.
Try to put more baritone in it.
All right, cool. So I think that's all I wanted to be clear on is whether or not I was screwing up sound for the entire game.
There you go.
No, that's my job.
Yep, that's Adam. Where's the bird? I haven't heard him.
He's quiet today.
He's super quiet.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I
that was like some low budget shit, bird man.
Oh, it's an owl. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, it's not an owl. What the fuck are you doing?
The Twitch office has owls that just fly around. It's like fucking Hogwarts up here.
It is like Hogwarts, man. Fucking, we use email.
No,
we
email.
Just like magically fucking owls drop letters and shit.
For
on
some reason, I'm just imagining Gun Run like strapping to an owl and just flying through the Twitch offices, fixing streams.
I'm gonna fix your stream, guys.
Yeah.
Back home.
Yeah,
beautiful, beautiful. All right, did anyone level up? No one. This is Swan Song. No one levels up. What are we doing?
Yeah, I leveled up, motherfucker. Yeah,
oh my god, we had some levels up.
Some leveling. What level is everybody?
Health. Three.
Yeah, everybody level three now.
Level three.
Up with the experts.
I'm almost four.
There you go.
I don't. Steven, are you two yet?
Hell no, son.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Jeff and Wheat, you guys need to roll for some HP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I did HP. I need points.
Yeah, Jeff, you got yours. Okay, cool. Well, you need to roll.
Oh, whoops! I didn't set this up.
I need to roll 3d4.
Do you have a Constitution modifier?
I believe that my con is 12, so no.
Okay. So yeah, 3d4.
So 3d4, and I can't get lower than 7.
Yeah, it can't.
God, that's great. Let's just get higher than 7. Okay. So roll 3d4, fuck it, all in one roll. Bam! 8! Oh, you know, what are you going to do?
To be fair, it's 8 out of a total possible 12, so.
I guess. You know,
I mean, that was a really.
Wait, what?
Actually, pretty decent roll.
Decent roll. Four, then it just defaults to 7.
Yeah, if you get lower, it just stays.
I'm happy.
Wait, so, hold on. Where's my fucking pin? I have a. What is the HP values? Yours is 8. What is yours, Jeff?
It is. I thought I got like 12 or 13.
It's actually the last roll in the roll 20. Yeah, you got 13.
Okay. Yeah. Steven, what's yours?
Sorry, you're asking for my HP. I was getting into roll 20.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's being slow for me.
Where is it? Oh, it's on another table. 8.
8? Okay.
And cool. I'm 550 XP away from level 2.
Cool. I just need to add that into the overlay. That's what I was
If
asking.
Anyone cares, I also have 8 PP. Not
yeah, 8 PPs. Mega PPs. Do you want to tell us about your new psychic power, Weed?
I do have a new psychic power. I actually have an additional point that Adam has allowed me to at least bank because I want to, you know, I need to fully look at my options. However, Precog, since that's like one of the focuses of Peony, she now has the ability called Alternate Outcomes, which costs 5 PP, and it basically lets me reroll a fail on a saving throw, a skill check, or an attack roll. Oh,
wow. So the way it works, it actually only costs you 3, but what it does is you make a roll you don't like, and you spend the points to use it, basically to cast it. You get to reroll. But before you can use it again, you have to voluntarily reroll a successful attack roll, saving throw, or skill check to kind of recharge it. So if I'm like, okay, you got to like roll to shoot this guy and you hit, and you need to recharge alternate outcomes, then you have to roll again, basically. And then you keep the second roll.
Right.
Yeah.
But even if I fail, though, does it recharge?
Yes. Yeah, no matter what. Yeah,
okay.
You need to
so I say I'm recharging, but then when I roll again and I fail, that's just...
Yeah, basically you roll, you succeed, and then you have to roll to recharge. Yeah.
And you said it's 3 PP.
Yeah, 3 power points. So you can use it 2 and a bit times.
Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, and then next level you can do the one that forces enemies to reroll when they shoot at you. which is also super cool.
So. What the fuck?
Is that even against
psychic power?
Only if they shoot against me?
It's any successful enemy hit against you. Basically, you just aren't standing where they shot because you saw it coming.
Fuck yeah.
You're getting your Paul Atreides on.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Well, all right. So people who are not psychic weirdos like Wheat, did you, Jeff, did you want to spend any of your skill points or are you going to hang on to them?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, how many do I get?
You get not a ton because you're not an expert. You get two.
Okay.
So you can buy a new skill at level zero or you could raise a class skill from zero to one.
But you can't go one to two?
No, one to two costs three skill points, so you'd have to... You can bank them. You don't have to spend all of them.
Then I'll save. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Cool.
I'll save, and then when we get into a situation, I'll just instantly use it for something we need. You know what I mean?
Well, you got to spend money for it, but you get the skill whenever you want, so that's fine. As long as you can back pay it, I don't care. Okay, cool. Well, then let's get down to it. So you guys were all on the Swan Song again. It's been fully repaired, and you left Taxila Station behind you after kind of getting in the middle of some purity initiative business, meeting with the Midari Syndicate and getting a job. And I say job in big sarcastic quotes because you're not getting paid for it. But you are evening the score between the Midari and yourselves for blowing up a bunch of stuff on Subhadra. And you have some new temporary crew members. Well, a temporary crew member and then a guy who we'll see how long he lasts.
Woo! Woo's my best friend, man.
Yeah?
I wake up every morning, I'm just like, woo, woo! That's all I do.
Is he your best friend like yep. Randy was your best friend?
No, Randy died. I shot him in the head.
I remember that.
Not my best friend.
Yeah.
Woo is.
That's good. Okay, so yeah, Connor Woo, who was picked up on Taxila Station. He's a mechanic. And also Rajani Van Dorn, a Midari that you don't know too much about. You know, she works for the Midari Syndicate. She's your cargo. You're supposed to drop her off on Andoni, which, if you've been watching since episode numero uno, like good viewers, you remember that Andoni is both homeworld to the formerly alive Victor Kovacs, RIP. And it's also where Randy took a fatal piece of lead at a high speed to the back of his brain area.
That's true.
Yeah. It's a terrible accident. It's a tiny piece of lead flying around.
What was Higgs doing on Andoni? Were you guys just, like, picking up Victor Kovacs, basically?
No, you guys had a mission to take. There was, like, a case, remember? And you were, like, getting it out to Richardson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So do you mention at any point in transit to anybody that, like, I mean, the people that saw it happen know about it, but do you mention to Rajani that, like, there's a chance that bad things might happen if you go to Andoni again, or do you just keep it on the DL and hope you can avoid the fuzz?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't necessarily keep it on the down low. Like, if they ask if we have any past history here, I'll definitely... say, like, yeah, I shot a guy in the head, but he deserved it because it was a loose end, and I don't like loose ends, so.
Okay. Yeah, I think that Rajani doesn't ask, and Connor doesn't know where you're going, so he probably doesn't bring it up.
Okay.
Okay, before we start, I want to do a little, like, meanwhile, elsewhere. So after the Swan Song credits run, We start on a, like, bombed out city. The city is obviously, like, recently having been bombarded from space. There's a lot of buildings that are knocked down. Looks like a war zone. And the camera pans across this desolation, and we get the titles at the bottom. This is Planet Oninsa, Nakagawa Prefecture, Sekigahara Forward Line, July 1st, 3200. And as the titles fade, we pan over a huge black battleship. Now, if you've tuned into earlier episodes, you remember there were those big battleships that the royal family was using to bombard the Oninsa Libre base. This is not one of those. This is definitely a foreign ship. It's huge, matte black. All of its weapons are like they're away. They're like in compartments, so it's just this big, like, I don't know, black obelisk, basically, like sitting docked in the middle of a bombed out neighborhood.
On the side, as we kind of like pan down towards where the viewports are, you see the big symbol of the Fotenhauer Society printed on the side of it. And we start to pan across. We can see two figures walking down a hallway, and we sort of slowly zoom in on them through one of the viewports and then follow down the hall of this the ship. But there's two of them. One is a woman with a like military haircut wearing black fatigues. And the other, she seems to be limping, like she's injured. And the other one is a priest or a monk. He's wearing the same robes that we saw on some of the figures on Taxila. And they're having a conversation. So we pick up on them mid-conversation. And the woman says to the monk, she says, "And you're sure?" They said his name. And the man nods. And she says, "You can't be wrong about this." Then he nods again and says, "Yes, Mrs. Fate. It was very clear. Our intelligence is accurate in this matter. Your Mr. Sicarian is alive and well." And she looks frustrated by this, and also like really nervous. Like you can tell that she doesn't want to be going where she's going. And she says to the monk as they approach a door in the hallway, she says, "You just need to be sure, because he's not going to be happy about this." And as the door opens, we pan up to a nameplate next to it, and it just has the word Titan emblazoned on the surface. And we follow them into the dark room, and the camera fades out. And we fade back up on the inside of the Swan Song. We're in the mess hall right now, like the main area. Higgs, you and Rajani and Mr. Sicarian are at the table. Just killing time while you're in drive space. What are you doing?
I mean, I just small chat. Like, is this the first time that I've been in a room with Rajani before?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Well, I guess you would say that I licked my hair back and made sure I looked nice and fancy. Maybe like straightened my collar.
Trying to look presentable.
Yeah, I guess I like sat down at the table and tried to figure out the situation. I looked at Mr. S, saw that she was there, and I looked back at Mr. S, and I'm like, "What, Mr. S? Remember that time where I saved us all on that planet?"
You have a tendency to do that, friend.
That's right, I do. That's me. I've saved the crew.
There's kind of a half smile on Sicarian's face, and he's got like a glint in his eye. He knows what's going on.
I've saved the crew 7 times now.
I look at the woman. I say, "They say his member is over 9 inches long."
Yep.
She laughs and nods appreciatively, and is like, "Is that so? I understand that's a very important quality to have as captain. It must be why I no longer have a ship."
"Well, I mean, I don't know what happened to your ship, but this is my ship, and my dick is 9 inches long, so nice to meet you. I'm Wilbur Higgins, III.
With that, Sicarian stands up and like knocks on the table and walks out.
"That was actually my dick. That wasn't Mr. Sicarian. It's a magic trick. Hey!
Thanks for
no
breakfast."
Laugh, no looking back, nothing. He just walks out.
So, Sicarian, you and Rajani, I think, have had... like I was saying a week earlier, it's like almost a full 2 weeks that you're in transit between Tovar and Gunhild. So, like, she's sought you out to have conversations a few times, and she's taken a section of the cargo hold that she's kind of turned into her like personal like training space, and she does like a training regimen every morning and every night. Where she like does laps and like practices some martial art you maybe don't recognize, but she makes a point of like talking to you maybe more than some of the other crew members. I mean, you guys had that conversation in the last session, but I mean, everybody else notices this, that she like seems kind of more at ease with Sicarian than the rest of you.
Sure.
He's very accommodating too. He's like the clean personality thing comes off in all ways. He's very refined in conversation stuff. So if she offers to train and stuff like that, he obliges. He trains every day as well.
Yeah, and I think she probably notices that, and there's not a lot of room on the ship, so it's probably a thing that you end up doing kind of like together or on similar schedules.
Sure.
I guess when Mr. S leaves the room, and I'm like physically, you could see my head making sure that he's left the room, I stand up and kind of, I'm trying to think how this would... I do that like lean in on the table thing to where it looks like I'm being suave as fuck, but it's really just awkward because there's like nowhere to lean because it's just like a regular table.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I was just trying to impress you in front of my friend.
She laughs. She says, "No, I understand. Sometimes a captain needs to exaggerate. It's fine."
Well, I mean, he's seen it before. It's not his words. Those were his words, ma'am, not mine. Listen, why am I transporting you, a live human, to this planet? What's that all about? I wasn't supposed to ask questions, but I'm being nosy.
She says, it's fine. Of course you would want to know. It could be dangerous when we arrive. There could be unexpected complications.
What if you got a bomb inside you? Like, you might explode. I need to know that.
She says, I would also like to know that. I don't think that I do, but...
Okay. See, we're learning here.
Stranger things, I suppose, have happened.
So why am I transporting you?
Are you familiar with the planet Andoni at all?
What?
I shot around there a few times.
I look back and I'm like, I think so.
In the last year or so, they've had a significant governmental change. The new government is xenophobic, not fond of foreigners. And so we thought that a small ship, something unassuming, might be easier to get me in than... Well, let's just say that my organization does not get along very well with this new government. And so I'm traveling under the radar, I think they say.
Are we going to have to take you past... The last time we were here, we had to go through with security lines and all this bullshit. We got to sneak you past that? Is that part of the deal?
She nods. There will be some checks, I suppose, but... you were in the Stavros system a long time. Things have changed a bit on Andoni. Were you here when the blockade fleet was around the planet?
I don't... Maybe? I don't know.
There used to be... Well, you'll see when we get there. There used to be a large fleet of ships protecting Andoni from traffic in or out, but it seems Zemena's shipyards has gotten embroiled in some kind of military conflict with Sunbeam, and... Well, they've left. And so now is the time. It was actually quite serendipitous that you were in the situation you were on Taxila at the time when I was. Good luck for all of us, I think.
Yep. What's the plan Z? If it goes wrong, what are we... I mean, I was just told to get you there, and I assume if we don't, it's bad for business? What is that? Do you know what the ramifications of that are?
She says, well... You'll have to talk your way past customs, and generally, if they don't like what they hear, they'll try to take the ship. Not away from you, mind you, but there'll be searches and bureaucracy, and hopefully we won't be at it too long, but it's hard to say. I have no record on the planet Andoni, so I should be fine.
Okay.
What about your crew? Any outstanding criminal situations we should know about in advance?
I mean, I haven't checked in the past day, but yeah, probably. Like, we're going to have a... I mean, I killed a guy the last time we were here on the planet, I think. I grew up with him, so... I mean, I think that'd be fine. He's my friend. You can do that. You can kill a friend if you want. I could probably get by the government. Probably good.
She says, was this person a native of Andoni? Were they born here? A citizen?
You know, I don't know if Randy was or not. I think so. Who really knows?
I don't think that Randy was. Remember, because he was desperate to get off the planet because the government was all, like, bad and weird.
Oh, he wanted to get off. That's right. Yeah,
he wanted to leave. Yeah.
Okay. I guess to, like, retcon them. Like, I think he was a native here, yes.
She says...
And we didn't hide the body, I don't think. Now, maybe we did. Help, Pi, can you bring up the footage real quick? Did we hide the body of Randy when I shot him in the back of the head?
So when you say that, she kind of gets this look on her face like, who is he talking to? And then, yeah, one of the screens plays the, like, external feed from the ship. And the two of you sit and watch. And you see from the ship's perspective, so you see the kind of, like, Randy, and then you see you behind him, and you see yourself shooting him. And she watches kind of, like, calmly, and then the video feed is over.
Does it show me walking away from the body, or did we clean the body?
No, you just left him on the deck.
Okay. Yeah, we left him on the deck. That's right. Thanks, Pi.
She says, well, we'll just have to hope that they don't, well, they'll have it on record, but we'll have to hope that they don't pay too much attention to it. Do you have false credentials that you can use? Does the ship have an alternate transponder code? Something like that. Should I be speaking to Piani about this?
Yeah, Piani might be the one to talk to. I've got multiple identities, but, I mean, everyone knows Wilbur, and I just give her a smile.
She says, well, be that as it may, you might want to adopt one of these alternate personalities while we're on the planet. Spending time in an Andonian cultural protectorate prison is not something I would suggest.
Okay. Who was the name of your first lover?
She looks at you. Why do you ask?
Well, I need a new name.
She said, she seemed to think for a little while, and she says, you know, Mr. Higgins, I don't think that it will work. Her name was Lisa.
My name will be... He says that, and then, or she says that, and I'm just like...
That was like a smash cut to Piani actually making that laugh in another room watching your conversation.
You fucking idiot!
When she says that, I'm just like, well, how about we go with... And then you just see me like lose focus on everything around me as I'm staring up at the sky.
She stands up and she's like, well, I will leave you to think about that. And thank you.
Oh, well,
Piani's cabin is this way. And she points down the hall.
Oh, yep.
Okay, so yep. She leaves, we'll cut over to Piani, and you're in your room now, or are you in the computer core? Where are you when we...
I'm in my room. I'm actually finishing up my studies to raise my computer to one.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right, so you're practicing. Maybe Pi is, like, quizzing you, getting some flashcards on the computer.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. I think at this point, Prosper, Pi has like messaged you and asked to talk to you and Piani, and requested that you like come to, Piani's like cabin so that the three of you can talk.
Well, Prosper would definitely, definitely go.
Okay.
So am I just like chilling with Piani now?
Yeah. I mean, maybe you're like walking down the hall towards Piani's cabin and you like get there. So Piani Prosper appears at the door of your cabin.
Did I know that Pi said...
I don't think so.
Prosper, to what I owe this pleasure?
L'enfant told me that I should be speaking with you.
I guess sort of a quizzical look, but I invite Prosper in.
Okay. So when the door closes behind you, Prosper, Pi says, I would like to talk about our new crew member.
Which one?
The Chinese man, Connor Wu. He's been poking around. I didn't know what to do. I haven't spoken to him yet, but should I?
Well, what's he poking around in?
Everything?
You got footage of Kit Higgs fucking killing everyone. You got footage of him poking around the swan song?
I do. Several hours of it. He seems particularly curious about the computer systems and the engine of the ship. Is he a security risk? Should I ask Mr. Sicarian to kill him?
Hold your fucking horses for just a second, child. Prosper. What kind of a read did you get off of Wu? I can't say that either way. I know if he's a son of a bitch or not.
Would perception help me with that?
Yeah, sure. Make a perception check with wisdom. Get a general read off the last...
What's my wisdom? Eh, not bad.
You're no Voltaire, but it'll do.
Yeah, 8.
All right, cool. Yeah, I mean, you get the impression that there's probably more to him than the, like, kind of, like, mm-hmm. obnoxious mechanic thing. Like, you get he's reacting to Higgs a lot with that. Mm-hmm. He doesn't seem like he's got some kind of, like, secret agenda or anything. You haven't, like, caught him, you know, like, communicating secretly or anything. Like, he just seems curious about the ship.
So I guess I'm gonna ask why. I say, L'enfant is...
Is Wu attempting to modify the systems at all, or is he simply looking for information?
No modification yet, but if he continues to dig in the software, well, he'll find me.
Yes, that would be very unfortunate at this point in time, as we don't know how to, we don't know how loyal he is towards our crew. Is there a way you can hide yourself from him more effectively?
I think so.
How would you accomplish such a thing?
What the fuck you mean? What? I don't... What do you mean you think so?
My subroutines are complicated. I don't know how much he knows about computer systems or... What's the word? Maltech?
Yes.
I don't understand this word. Especially not how it applies to me, but... Well, I can hide, if you will. Think that I should. Maybe I could speak to him?
At the moment, I don't think it's... I don't think it is a good idea for you to speak with him, Pi. But I think it's clear that one of us should. We need to know a little bit more about Monsieur Wu. Piani, you certainly seem to know a lot about computers. Perhaps you could take a professional interest in Monsieur Wu.
I could. I... Pretty sure that I'll just get fucking angry at him, and if that's what we want, I'm okay to do that. But
I like how self-aware Piani is of her own emotional issues. I'll probably just lose my temper and freak out. I don't. That's what I do.
You know, the like thought bubble is that you know this involves Pi, so Piani's being conscious about it. So I'll talk to him, Prosper, but I kind of think it should be you.
I'll see what I can find out. It
how
may
about,
be possible.
How, why don't you talk to him, and I can monitor the conversation, maybe even feed you some questions that we might be able to find out a better idea about what the fuck he's doing.
Vianney, I think that would work quite well. Pi, does that sound acceptable to you?
Whatever you think.
You will monitor the situation as well, yes?
I'm always monitoring the situation.
Excellent. It comforts me to know that you are there.
I learned it from Piani. Always watching.
Yes.
My boy.
You're like, that's creepy. Thanks.
Good to know, l'enfant.
All like the bad things. Prosper's like, oh, like shit.
Yep. Flashing in front of my eyes.
Yeah. Okay, so are you gonna leave Prosper? You're gonna go talk to
Yeah, I guess I'd go, you know, do I know sort of where Wu hangs out?
Yeah, I mean he's super loud and is really easy to find and the ship is not that big on the inside, so mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it would take you at most like 10 minutes to find him. But I think as you're leaving, like we follow behind Prosper and do the crossover thing when we see Rajani in the hall because she's coming to talk to Piani.
Okay.
So yeah, you go past her and continue on your way, and then she comes in, and Piani, yeah, you have another visitor. Your door opens and Rajani is there.
I just have to ask. It's been like 2 weeks since our initial conversation, sure. So like the gig is up. Obviously, she knows that I'm not right. Like we've had. Conversation.
She knows you're not right. Yeah, I think she everyone knows that by now.
She fucking knows. Okay. I invite her in.
Okay.
And before I let her say anything, you know, I hope there's no hard feelings about you know the initial conversation we had. I just, we don't like people getting too close to the captain. He starts getting a cloudy judgment, and he starts thinking with his penis, and it's never good to have a captain that, you know, pilots a fucking ship with his penis. So
as you say that, I walk by the door, and I'm just like, 9 inches.
It's like, no, don't let the fucker fool you. It's only about 2, maybe 2 1/4.
So she laughs, and she says,
I've been serving on ships with people like Wilbur Higgins for a very long time. He's nothing to worry about. He seems to mean well. She shrugs.
Maybe some days.
I've come to talk to you about the ship. Now, I understand you've been to Andoni before, which means you're in their database. So we're going to have to do something about the transponder signal. Have you spoofed a signal before?
Of course.
Good. Well, thankfully Andoni's not too complex in the way that they scan these things, but it might be a bit of a challenge.
What kind of a challenge you think we're up against?
She shrugs. I haven't been to Andoni in a while myself, certainly not since the change in management, but I wanted to ask you about something else. Higgins was addressing someone. Does the ship have a virtual intelligence?
I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, we've got like a maybe, you know, like fucking kind of smart thing that like answers some questions and will occasionally like fucking play you some video. I think that's what you're talking about.
Can you make a charisma check to try and lie to her?
I have persuade too.
Add your persuade bonus.
I think my charisma is also, I think I have a one in both of them. If I'm not
okay,
mistaken.
Cool.
I'm checking. Yes, right? No, 13 is not. Okay. But a plus one.
Sure. Yeah, 2d6 plus one.
Okay.
Okay. So you notice her noticing you lying to her. But she doesn't she doesn't say anything. She just kind of like nods, and it's like, well, that explains it. I just thought maybe there was a crew member I hadn't met yet, which is odd as it's been on the ship for a long time.
If I see her and I know that
You can tell that she busted and didn't say anything.
Then all of a sudden Piani like starts to get defensive. Mm-hmm. Well, what if we did?
She says they can be very useful. I don't know that much about them. I just wanted to be sure I was aware of the situation. That is all. There's nothing to get upset about, Piani. I just was curious.
Well, I won't get upset, but I'll just let you know. I will get fucking upset, if you know what I mean.
I'm afraid that I don't.
Well, let me just put it to you fucking as bluntly as I can. You fuck with my system, and I'll fuck with you.
She laughs. No, I have no interest in anything to do with the workings of the ship. I can't say the same for Connor, but as for me, no, computers are not my purview.
What do you know about Connor?
I've just seen him digging around, is all.
Well, what you seen?
I assumed you had taken him on as mechanic, and so only makes sense for him to be taking panels off of comms equipment and digging around and running diagnostics, that sort of thing.
Okay. If you do see anything out of the ordinary, I'd appreciate you telling me.
Certainly. If you need any help with the identification spoofing, let me know.
How close are we to end up, like...
You guys are probably, like, you'll arrive in the Gunhold system like tomorrow morning, and then it'll be another like 48 hours to get to the planet. So you've got a little bit of time, a couple of days.
Okay. Okay. I'll just say, we'll make the arrangements. We're taking care of a few things before we land, but I think we'll have no problem doing it.
Good. I'm glad.
Right around that time, I want to make a hail or a comms over the entire ship.
Okay.
And I'm just like, this is Captain Higgins of the Swan Song. We need to have our tri-annual meeting, please. Can everyone meet in the boardroom?
So while you're waiting for everyone to arrive in the boardroom, Pi says to you, Higgins.
Hey, Pi, yeah, I got a question. You ask first, but I think you're going to ask me a question. What can I do for you?
I've got 16 different planets that I've found with a year approximately as long as it seems to be between you call when you call these meetings. Would you like me to display them for you?
Nope, that's okay. Instead, can you get your mind to work on telling me the male form of Lisa?
Processing.
Thank you, Pi. I need the name.
I don't think that there is one, Higgs.
Lee.
Yeah, there's no direct.
Does Sicarian just walk in and looks? He's like, Lee.
Probably. Sicarian's the first one, and it's Lee. Lee, just do that.
Oh, okay, I guess we could do. Okay. Pi. Well, all right. Lee, I like it. All right, Pi, that's all I got.
Yeah, I'm on my way to the meeting spot, and I guess I just say that. Welcome.
Okay. Okay, so is everybody going to go, I guess, like Prosper and Piani, you guys are going to go up to the bridge and meet with Higgs?
Yeah. Prosper, like, pokes his head around the corner to where Wu is, and he says, ah, Monsieur Wu.
So, yeah, when you find Wu, Wu is in, he's in some, like, maintenance tunnel in, like, between two areas of the ship.
And he's holding the engine, you realize that. He's just carrying the engine around.
Yeah, you actually haven't been going anywhere for the last 2 weeks.
Oh, hey, what can I do for you?
Yeah, so he's like he's in one of these. You see the like maintenance hatch open, and he's like you can hear him cursing in Mandarin inside.
Yeah, I take like some random like wrench or something and bang on a pipe, and I say,
"Okay, you startle him, and he like jumps up in there, and you hear him bang his head on the ceiling and curse some more, and he comes crawling out. He's like, "Ah,
I'm very sorry about that. Are you all right? Is your head okay?"
I'm all right. Don't know if my head's okay, but. Question for a different time.
Yes,
bleeding. Help me up. And he like gets out and puts his hand out.
Yeah, I hold out my hand to him and I pull him onto his feet and I slap him on the shoulder. I say, Monsieur Higgins would like to have a triannual ship meeting in the bridge. I was sent to come and get you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard the announcement. Didn't think it was a meeting I wanted to go to, but you're here. Let's go.
Oh, you heard it. Because our computer readouts showed you in the ductwork between the walls. I wasn't sure if you would be able to hear it.
I heard him say something. Whatever, I heard it.
Walk with me, Connor. Yeah, have you found anything interesting back there?
I said it before. I say it again. I'm going to say it again in the future. This ship is a piece of shit. But I've been worse. It's fine. I can fix it.
What do you think needs fixing, Connor? What are you working on right now? I find this very interesting.
Oh, list is very long, Mr. Trudeau. Very, very long.
What is the... How you say... What is the elevator pitch?
He's like, I don't think the ship has any elevators, but maybe we add a second floor on top, then we need one. But stairs fine for now.
That's what you're working on, then?
No. Trying to make the engine work properly is problems. Your computer core draws a lot of power.
Is there something wrong with the engine?
Wrong is relative. Could be better.
I understand. And you think that maybe it's because the computer core is drawing more energy?
I think so. Software needed to run this kind of thing? Not as much power as you're drawing. Something else going on.
Could it be a hardware problem? You said this ship was a piece of shit.
He says, well, on top of hardware problem, yes. But hardware for a computer doesn't draw this kind of power.
I understand. I guess, like, by this point, we're, like, right outside the door to the to the bridge. And I put my hand on it, and then I just stop and I say, Mr. Wu.
Mr. Wu.
Mr. Higgins is not the most stable man.
You don't say.
I'm just saying. I think you can perform a valuable service to this ship. Just, I think he'd appreciate it knowing if you have any recommendations around the computer core.
Okay. You want me to talk to the boss before I tinker with the computer? I understand.
Well done, Monsieur Wu. I think you'll last. And I enter the...
I think you'll last.
All right, cool. So everybody's on the bridge now, Higgs, for your meeting.
Yep.
Before the meeting starts, I'm sorry, I meant to ask earlier, but there was a lot of discrepancy in the chat about the actual PP, and I just want to, like, make sure, because everyone is saying
get your PP straight.
That it gets added onto existing, and that I should have 12.
So the it says on page 24 that it's each time you let's interpret this as a group. Let's put it to the group. So it says each time you go up a level, you should add both the additional points given on the psychic experience table and your best attribute modifier of wisdom or constitution. Now on the table it says you gain, it says PP gained, and it says 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 as it goes up.
Right.
So what we're trying to figure out is whether it goes, you gain them like mathematically, like you start with 1, then you add 3 to 1, then you add 5 to the 4 you already have, and keep going up, in which case by the time you get to level 11 you'll have like 60 or something. Or whether you take the number on the table, 1, 3, 5, 7, and just add your modifier from each level. So
it seems to be with health, the precedent that's established is that you do kind of do a good roll each time or whatever. But I guess in this case, there's no roll.
Yeah,
there is. The question is whether you're taking your existing power points and adding to it.
So thankfully, because of the internet, we can just ask Kevin, who wrote the game. But for right now, I mean, you're not going to spend all your PP
probably
this session,
not.
I don't think. But I'll make a note and I'll ask Kevin Crawford about
okay.
it.
Okay, cool.
Sessions. PP.
Why don't we take a break before we do the triannual meeting?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, cool. Because, yeah, we're right at the hour. So we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll do the hour meeting. And then we'll probably, I'll die or something like that. We'll see you guys in a bit.